98.5 UPS. Hi, I'm Tammy Thompson. And of course, we all know about the devastation in Midland County and the surrounding areas in the last few days with flooding and dams being breached. And with me on the line, I have Brian from the American Red Cross. Brian, thank you for, first of all, what the American Red Cross does every day, but especially right here in our own backyard.
Thank you, Tammy, for the opportunity to speak with you today.
We're definitely happy to have you here. Let us know what's happening with the flood areas.
Well, first, I'd like to really start off by saying that the safety of the community members and our workforce that are out in the field serving them are top priority right now, especially in a complex, ever-changing environment with hazards that include varying flood levels and other debris that may be in the water. So those are big things that we're paying attention to right off the bat.
You know, I think the Red Cross is so used to going elsewhere to help people. It's kind of a unique situation that you're focused right here in Michigan.
Yes, it is a little different for us here in Michigan. We're certainly not unused to disasters occurring here, but it is somewhat different to have something of this magnitude. This is definitely a first for a lot of us to work on something this size. But we have a great volunteer workforce that have come together, and we also have individuals as far away as Nebraska and Illinois that are helping support us remotely as well.
Wow. And Brian, I would imagine you've got the added complication not only of dealing with the disaster itself, but you got a virus on top of it.
Yes, great to mention that the coronavirus has really also changed the way that we approach carrying out our mission. It hasn't impacted us from serving the community, but it, like I mentioned, it has caused us to build in a few extra precautions just to keep everyone safe. So we're providing personal protective equipment to shelter residents as they check in, and we're also providing that to our workforce. We're encouraging social distancing, and we're taking additional precautions to the extent of starting to transition folks out of congregate shelters, as we refer to them as, and trying to identify hotels so individual families are able to social distance from each other.
Okay. Wow. So tell us what's actually happening now.
Today we have folks that are out in the field and they're beginning disaster assessment, which is our individuals that go out home to home and they survey damage. And we're meeting with those homeowners and assessing what their immediate needs are. And we're also beginning the process of long-term recovery with those citizens.
And do you have any idea of how much of an area we're actually impacted?
We are currently serving several counties in the east central area of Michigan. So Midland and Saginaw counties are definitely our primary focus that's seen the largest extent of damage. But we do have teams that are out in the field as far north as Iosco County.
Wow.
And we also have a presence down in Wayne and Kent counties. And I know that there's been some other localized flooding instances in other communities throughout Michigan.
Wow. So way bigger than I think some of us even thought to begin with. Whew. So this is a huge undertaking, and now we're looking at a holiday weekend. Is that having any impact on what you need to do or on those that have been affected?
Certainly having an extended holiday weekend can have a varying level of impact. But one thing I would mention is we've had great support and collaboration between us and other community partners, as well as the state of Michigan and the governor's office especially. They've been very supportive, and we're collaborating on our way to move forward. And there's been a lot of support in terms of trying to find immediate housing needs and meet those needs of the individuals that have been impacted. So we've noticed a lot of folks are leaving the Midland area and staying with family, or they've been checking into nearby hotels. We've talked to many people that are fortunate enough that they have maybe a small cabin or a family vacation home or something along those lines. So folks are also taking advantage of those if they're fortunate enough to have that opportunity as well.
Now, if there are still some people out there who have been affected and they need your help, what do they need to do? How do they reach you?
We can be reached by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going to redcross.org. And I would encourage listeners, whether they need Red Cross services, to go to those avenues, as well as individuals that are looking to help us out. We have a need for additional volunteers, certainly with the coronavirus environment that we're operating in. We have a need for healthcare workers as well as providing mental health workers to individuals impacted. So anyone that's looking to either donate their time or able to donate financially are encouraged to go to redcross.org.
Awesome. And we also have a link on our website. So if you go to WUPS.com, there's a Red Cross link already set up for you. So we've made it super, super easy for you to get involved and make a donation. And boy, Brian, I really appreciate you taking the time to update all of us. I know a lot of people have been wondering, what can I do to help? Where can I go to get help? So you've answered those questions.
Thank you, Tammy.
Again, that was Brian Hummel from the American Red Cross. They're out there doing what they do and bringing comfort to a lot of victims right now. So we thank them, and we thank you. If you want to help, again, go to our website, WUPS.com, and click the American Red Cross link.